grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Welcome, welcome, Chris. Lovely to see you.
Oh, kia ora, Millie. Lovely to see you too.
You walked in wearing a really cool hemp hi-vis vest.
Oh, well, you know, safety first and all about the business, and why not be eco-conscious while you're at it?
It was really cool.
These come from Melbourne.
Yeah.
I can't even remember their name.
Oh, anyway, crazy.
Hemp hi-vis. If you search for hemp hi-vis, you're going to find it out of Melbourne.
It was cool. Goodbye, ugly hi-vis. Hello, cool hi-vis. Right, what's in the news?
Well,
what's happening?
The reason being that we're all about the business around here is because, finally, after years of going on about it, medical cannabis scheme, drum roll please, and that means emphasis on the roll, because we've just gone 420, so you should have finished rolling by now. Just checking, just keeping the time there. The regulations
Keep
have
up.
finally been changed
finally.
And amended. So congratulations to all involved, whoever they were. And great news, if you believe the news, because there's been two stories. One was Ryan Bridge on News Talk ZB.
Mm-hmm.
And that said, medical cannabis export regulations are getting untangled, a real game changer.
Yes.
Was the headline there.
Yep.
He talked to Sally King, director of the Medical Cannabis Council, and said it's one of those examples of over-regulation being untangled. And we don't export much at all, but that's likely to change, which is great. And Business Desk had much the same. And that's kind of, you know, the headline, I guess, when you look at these regulations. It's going to make the exporting easier.
Yeah.
So for the little people who kind of went and got their licenses and then found they couldn't do anything because it was all about being farmer, and the main problem really was that they imposed the New Zealand minimum quality standard on exports as well as imports and everything. And the country that you're sending it to might not care about that at all. Might actually have incompatible standards. So
totally.
You make it to the New Zealand standard and then you can't get it into another country.
No.
And it just made no sense. So that's being changed.
Woo-hoo.
So the little people will be able to get into exporting, and for the big people, they can do their finished products as long as they're GMP, and then they can make them for overseas markets and export all, you know, branded and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, cool. Get them to places that they couldn't have gone before, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The whole point there is that they can actually stick around. And get things to local people and bring their prices down because they're doing more.
Yeah, they're making more profit. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, Canna South, who we've heard about sort of going under and maybe
that's
is carrying on. I think they are carrying on in some form.
Maybe.
But question marks over whether they're going to keep growing here.
Yeah.
This could make a difference. It does suck.
Yeah. No one wants to hear that about, you know, business.
Mm.
Someone's.
And all the little people, you know, all the little people that wanted to be involved in the industry and thought they were going to be involved, and maybe now there's an opportunity. In terms of getting products to patients here, you know, that are locally produced, on the face of it, not a big difference. So there's still a few hurdles there. Main one being it's still this kind of pharmaceutical approach, and in order to produce a product for inhalation, like for vaping, like some bud, some flower, you basically have to irradiate it.
Really?
And that's the case with the imports. And if they're not, they're sold as a tea.
Oh.
And it's like, this is for your tea, of course.
All right, for your tea.
Yeah. Well, it does have traditional uses as a tea. Queen Victoria had it as a tea.
Wow. There you go. Queen Victoria, man, no wonder she was so chill. 7 kids, no problem. How many kids was it? So many kids.
It was different back then.
It's because she had that great tea. She didn't care.
It'd open her up. Known for being a bit kind of prudish, eh, the Victorians?
Literally.
But I guess they were into their opium lozenges and dens. Dens of iniquity, that was all part of it.
That's a thing that absolutely gets me. You know, opium was just like buying Panadol today.
Mmm.
Crazy.
Mm.
crazy. But that's great news for the New Zealand business.
I think so, and in turn for patients. But it's that whole remains to be seen, that favourite line that we hear in the media, who knows what will happen? The controversy.
Let's wait and see.
So good for local growers, though. Good for manufacturers who can make things and export them, and then hopefully then, you know, use that to get them into the market here.
Excellent.
And importing a wider variety of products, I think, will be possible too. One of the things they've done is kind of, you can now point to the American pharmacopoeia instead of just the European one.
Good.
So potentially that might open up some of these products that you hear about that people have in America.
Yeah, because America seems to have it all, you know, from the surface. Mm, you just look over there and it's so free and open, depending on what state you're in. But yeah.
It does vary a lot, that's right. You've got to take this as a win, I think, even though it's all a bit dry and technical. We're going to think, okay, it's going to help this local industry, they're going to get going, but the main thing is we've got to change the government, and they didn't just wipe it like a whole bunch of other things. They didn't just go, get rid of that crap from those lot, this isn't us.
Yeah.
Instead, they've actually kept going forward. And it might not be, you know, the huge big things that we might want, like being able to grow your own or having better defences available for caregivers and green fairies and things like that. But making clear that hemp isn't involved and really supporting hemp-based wellness products that you could just get from the health food store rather than having to need a prescription, for example.
Yes.
But, as I say, they didn't wind it back.
Well, that's true. I mean, it leads the question of, do you think they might chill out about some other things, potentially, down the line? Ooh. It's a loaded question, eh?
I don't want to jinx it, you know.
Yeah. But it's not a step backwards.
Well, even if you look at it from that social investment point of view, getting back to that kind of thing like decrim or alternate approaches and kind of really encouraging the police discretion.
Yeah.
Maybe not leaving it up to so much guesswork. I had an interesting conversation with some cops last week, actually, with the old...
Oh, did you?
First Thursday. It was very interesting because, you know, times have changed. They were very kind of open-minded and decrim supporting type cops. But it was also very much up to them. You know what I mean?
That was
at the end of the conversation, I felt a bit unnerved. Like, they can still bust anyone they want.
Anyone they want, yeah.
So, yeah, a bit more clarity around that would be good. So they're not going off and doing things they shouldn't be.
Mm.
Like wasting their time with medical users or any consumers of cannabis.
Yeah. I mean, they're busy enough.
Hey, a couple of studies came out this week
that
really support what we've been talking about and why this is the right thing to do.
Yes.
First one, this one was from the UK, which is quite good. Looked at older patients getting prescribed what they call cannabis-based products. And you have to have a specialist involved over there, and you have to be non-responsive to other things or kind of, you know, have tried them and they're not working.
Right.
It's a bit more stricter than we
That's are. Quite stringent, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What they found, better health and well-being with the use of medical cannabis. And
who knew?
Who would have thought? Significant improvements, substantial reductions in pain, etc., etc.
Fantastic. Oh, that's really good news.
Very good. And, you know, a lot of products from the UK aren't or haven't been compatible. So I mentioned the American pharmacopoeia before. You're also adding the British one. You'd think that would have been there, eh?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
so now products made in Britain that are to the British standard will be eligible to come in here.
Oh. That's good.
Yeah, so good little fixes, but you kind of think, why wasn't this the first time around? But anyway, learning. It's learning.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. We've got to focus on the positive. The next one, this came from India.
Interesting.
But, you know, they do studies too. Administration of oral CBD, and of course in India, long traditional
it's
uses. Medical, cultural, spiritual.
Ingrained in the culture.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, especially, you know, hashish and things like that.
And it lives up to the name of weed, because it's just
It
wild.
Just grows. Yeah. Grows and grows.
With no apparent problems. administration of oral CBD safe and effective for patients suffering from mild to moderate anxiety.
Fantastic. This is
a, it makes sense. This is what people say a lot. Clinical trial, Asian Journal of Psychiatry. They also had improved sleep and no incidences of withdrawal anxiety upon dose tapering at the end of the treatment. So it's quite important too, because you think of a lot of things for sleep and anxiety. It's exactly what happens to people.
And that's awful because, you know, people get prescribed things for anxiety, all sorts of things that, you know, really you're kind of stuck on it. doesn't fix anything. And when you go to get off these things, you know, you can't sleep, you get insomnia. So tapering, that's a good one.
Good to do it, you know, with the supervision of a doctor and that, or, you know,
with
conversations. And that's the beauty about this, what we've got now, is that you can have these conversations. Yes. French Polynesia, by the way, joining us. They just voted yesterday.
Good stuff.
So medical and CBD has been approved by their assembly just yesterday, last night.
Yep.
So that's Tahiti, French Polynesia. That's the first kind of outpost of France and mainland France.
Cool.
They're legalising medical cannabis next year.
Oh, wow.
So that's all happening. But
it's all on the roll.
Yes, it's all happening. It's all happening. And here, though, bringing it right back to home,
we
still, you know, what we've been talking about with all these changes to the scheme, it's kind of medium to long term, I guess. It's good for the industry. It'll be good for patients when those benefits flow through.
Right, right.
What we've got now, according to the data, the stats, is only about 6% of patients have gone legal or are legal at any one time. Out of about 250,000 New Zealanders that are using cannabis medicinally, so only about 6% have actually got their prescriptions.
Oh,
or
wow.
Keep them current, you know.
Wow.
So not huge amounts, and most people put it down to too much of a pain in the ass, their doctor not knowing anything about it,
yeah,
and so being unable to actually do the prescription, and the costs being prohibited.
Yeah, we've got a text here saying they can't afford it, which sucks.
Well, have I got news for you?
We've got news, listener.
So tomorrow and Saturday at the hemp store, we've got a couple of doctors in the store.
Ooh.
And they're going to be there to answer your questions, brief questions. Keep it brief, keep it quick, because the name of the game is to keep those costs down.
Yes.
And keep the access open, shall I say. So it's actually called Access Cannabis, which is a great name.
And, great name.
It's like AAA panel beating, but better. It's Access Cannabis. And so 12 to 4:20 tomorrow at the hemp store.
Yes.
On K Road there. And you can come in and see the doctor. And it's just like a drop-in, walk-in type situation.
Yeah.
You can call up if you feel the need, but just come on down. It'll be a short queue, if any, and come on in and get your prescription. And they are promising. Can I say guarantee? I don't know if I can. I'm going to say quasi slightly guarantee with conditions. T&C apply. cheapest access anywhere.
Okay,
that's
all
what
right.
We're going to say. Cheapest access anywhere.
Huge news for anyone who's finding that as a barrier. Because I don't know a few people who have thought of getting a prescription, and it's just that cost that's keeping them back.
There you go.
So head to the hemp store tomorrow, and did I say Saturday as well?
Saturday as well. That's right, 12 to 4:20.
4:20, not going to forget those times.
There you go.
There you go. Oh, well, that's fantastic news.
Yeah.
Cool. Alrighty. Well, that's Marijuana Media for another week. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.
And shout out.
People
hemp
are
store.
Looking for anything to do, though, tonight. Fakalana is down at the Blue Frog, by Silo Park there.
Cool.
So I've got some DJs and things happening tonight. The Canaposium, I've been saying it's in August, the last couple of shows. It's in September.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Surrey Hotel. So correction there, Canaposium.
Love it.
And, but yeah, Access Cannabis tomorrow and Saturday down at the Hemp Store.
Cool. Okay. Well, thank you, Chris. And thanks to the Hemp Store. Shout out.
Do it there.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.